start with Chase right off the bat, okay? Let's fall forward. Any information that the jail gets linked to my opponent is to dismiss. Don't say it happened, but I know it has. And what the sad part is, the ones that I've done the most for, the ones cutting me back. I've let you off when your family's sick. I've let you off when you go to the location. I stood at the county court for 8 years to get you pay raises. I hired you when you needed a job. Miss Point Forward, if you can't drive this ship, get off. But my election ain't begun. I'll promise you, he ain't seen no election yet. I appreciate everything everybody's done here. I'm not going to yell, I'm not going to scream, but it's sick. And I got proof of some people in this room. I don't mean hearsay, I mean faction. All I can say is, and everybody ain't here, I'm sorry if somebody wasn't here. But you better tell your friends, there's your job, go home, and you ain't saying you got to vote for them. But let's walk forward. You're not one of the against coordination for this office. And me sign your paycheck. I've been doing this 8 years. You don't think I ain't stood up here and fought for y'all people? It's crazy. But when you go out, when you start shit out of this office, and you try to take the food out of my family's mouth, I spent $30,000 on elections. But when you're out there talking trash about me, you ain't talking about me, you're talking about my kids. And that's hard to sign payroll, people. Hard to sign payroll. And there's a law that you can vote for you want to. You're not going to get fired if you're not voting for me, that's fine. But you better be sure the grass ain't green on the other side. It's been some of his friends saying, oh, I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing. Oh, what if he does when we win? I lose my job. Boys, I stood up for my boss every time he ran. He gave me a job. But we sat there one day in this room, and he said he wasn't going to run no more. When I decided I was going to run, I got my butt out of here. If I couldn't, and then he said he's going to run. If I couldn't agree, if I said I ain't going to work for a man and go against him, I think that's spineless. You ain't going to work against him. I ain't got a thing to hide in this jail. But this man commented. My opponent one day was going to stop at a place. He's on the phone forever. And he got out. He's going to follow, at that time, was an employee in this building. This building, where I was paying them. How awful it is here. Can't wait for you in. Boy, we need you so bad. And if you don't think I can prove it, I can prove it. That ain't going to happen on my time. Boy, this old guy ain't going nowhere yet. The race has just begun. And all I'm asking you to do is think. You try to take food out of my mouth? Well, I should not worry about not taking food out of your mouth. I've busted my ass in 8 years for people this office. And over fifths if I fought. But yet the sheriff don't do nothing for us. Not another time you see me come up here at nighttime. Not another time you see me going in the back. Not another time you see me in the daytime up here hugging over you. Tell you how to do your job. I let you do your job. But yet, I don't do nothing. I'm sorry, it's an awful place. Mark Gamble's going to be the sheriff. 2014, 2018. Fighting and done. Don't think about something. Y'all can really tell it, because I know where this information's going. I don't care. I was born and raised in this county. I've been here my whole life. I've played ball here. I've played taxes here. I've coached ball here. I've farmed here. I've done everything in this county my whole life. This man moved here in 1980-something from Cannon County. He's retired. I live in front of him. He's got his retirement. What's he going to do? What's he going to do with you? Is he going to be that wonderful? But he's going to do, if he comes in, he's going to do what he wants to. He ain't got nothing to lose. He don't care about the county. He ain't from here. And I'm telling facts. I ain't swearing, man. I'm talking facts. I didn't know about 12, 14 people out there was probably jobs. Which one of y'all 14 is going to think y'all going to take that job? Because they're going to lie to you. Oh, I guess I've got sergeant here, going to be a captain. Or I guess I got a booking officer, going to be a jail minister. Or I've got a captain, going to be a jail minister. I'm going to be a chief deputy. Promises, people. Promised. But I want to promise him one thing. And I'll tell them if they stand here. Those of y'all that stabbed me in the back, if he was sure, well, then a month, y'all going to stab him in the back. Because I found out in elections, my first election, Joe Ferguson's loyal employees, loyal, didn't put out signs in the yard. They didn't stab him in the back. They supported him. But those people today are my best employees. But the very ones that was out there telling me 8 years ago, oh, how bad it is up here, and how this is going on, guess what? They didn't say that. Well, what he's going to do is he's going to fire the best employees he's got, and he's going to have about 60 backstabbers. And all this other stuff's going on right here. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I got family, that person in here. That person was loyal to me. That person come in here and done all the best work she could do. My books were straight. The office was clean. I was indicted, he's a problem. And anywhere else that person would have worked, she'd have her job today. But I've done it for the best of this department. Okay? I've not got nothing bad to say about none of the three. I've been friends with all three of them. That's the reason I call TBI, TBI. If I don't cover up shit, I don't. I never have, never will. I have nothing against none of the three. I wish it wouldn't happen, but things happen the way they have. So before you want to go out there and you want to know the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth this morning. It's this man. But when you're sitting around Walmart, when you're sitting around ball games, you sit on the telephone here at work, tell my opponent something, better make darn sure that you're ready to go to work somewhere else. I'm not trying to make nobody mad. When they fall forward, slight playing. And I said night, and I said up and don't go to bed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And it bothers me that I got people that I fight for and give them jobs. And most of the jobs you have, most people ask for the jobs. Sit there trying to make food out of my mouth and my kid's mouth. I want my mouth to be nice. I'm not trying to yell. I'm trying to be straightforward. I'm serious. Election or no election. Captains, chiefs, deputies, new employees, secretaries, nurses, general administrators. Ms. Fort Forward, you think support me? I'm giving you a free out this morning. I'm sure you'll be glad to use some t-shirts, signs, and maybe you can farm the bush on going down in the summer. He can pay me. I'm not saying you got to vote for me. But this backstabbing is going to stop. This leg is with me and Butch Aker. Not y'all. But make sure that that grass is going to be green on the other side. And I ain't sure either. I would wonder what a man, not from this county, what has he done since 1980 for this county? Tell me. What's he done? What's he done for your county? Tell me one thing. Raise your hand if he's done something. I'm always mad at you. Ever something he's done. Besides the right speed tickets and work wrecks, you tell me what else he's done. What little ball fields he gone over and coached little kids? And think, why did coach ball before he told judge 20 years ago to run for sheriff 20 years later? I done it because I love this county. All I'm trying to do, if you with me, stand up and say you support Mark Gammons. If you're not, then go on in it. Don't. Don't make it easy on yourself. But guys, it's a primary. I'm not in the primary. You will know he's so sure he won this. He's going to win the primary, yeah. Ain't nobody else on it. Two votes for the primary. But boy, the time away, fix him again. When he's dead to the primary. I promise you. I'm not laying back not doing nothing. I've always got a game plan. And I don't go to win the game 14-13. I go to win the game 42-0. It ain't no mercy in a game. All I'm asking to do is do a good job, and 90% of the people in here shouldn't have to hear it. Probably 95% shouldn't have to hear it. But I want everybody to hear it. Because I want everybody to know it. When I come in here and woke up somebody at 9 o'clock one morning and say, like, where do they be? I've got the evidence and the coordination. I need to go for the position chief, length of time, go home. I don't care what position you're in. How high, how low you are. You're not going to plot on my time, tell lies about my office. So it's in a policy procedure. You take time to take kids, took out my kids' mouth. You can do what you want to do to me. But there's a bunch of good employees here that don't deserve y'all doing this to them. You tell me one of y'all I ain't stood up for one time. There's two or three, or maybe more than that here. What place do they hire you back? Tell me. What place you quit and they'll hire you back most of the time? Who is it? I just like to know many places. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't worry about what somebody else is doing. You're supposed to be at school, go to school, or ESRO. You're supposed to be on patrol, go patrol. You're a secretary, you enter once. If you're a nurse, do your nursing. Don't worry about nothing else. If you're a gym administrator, worry about your back. Sergeant, worry about your shield. If there's something going on another shift, know about the chief. Don't worry about what I'm trying to get at is do your job. That's all I'm asking. I'm not up here this morning trying to harp on it. I'm just wondering why some, what have I done to somebody? I want to know what hard thing have I done to somebody. But let you do your job. Now, if y'all want to wear any mountain hats, and y'all want drill instructors on y'all the time, I guess you need to vote the other way. Because I ain't too sure that... My opponent is qualified. I don't think he's qualified. Because I think when I'm replaced, it needs to be by somebody from Macon County. And no disrespect to anybody in here that's not from this county. But I think you are live, breathe. Sure, can go beyond wearing the badge. You can wear that badge all day long. But I judge the law by my heart as I have done by the book. And we do a book all day long. We can write speed tickets with all 4-wheelers on the road. We can pump up down through here. Oh, he's doing the same. He's doing 37 and a 30 just writing a ticket. But people wouldn't live with these people. There's nothing wrong with giving a guy a break. Do your job with your heart. Yeah, we got to follow the law. Somebody said the other day, I was a cow, I was a chicken to work that case. Now, to me, that's about the heart and about what's in his ears. Because I had three friends involved, and no matter which way it went, I was screwed. And guess what? When you screw up, who takes the blame? It's all my fault. It was all Mark Hamlin. It's all his fault. I sat home in my chair and left the county court meeting fighting with the county court. Guess what? A little cigarette to get a fresh off the tray right here. The gamma don't ever do nothing for you. But I care about every one of you. And y'all can think it's last June, but it's not last June. I'm not yelling. I'm just straightforward and cool. And I mean what I say. Oh, Oh, I've heard the same. Oh, sure, man. Pardon me, William. He ain't got thoughts, do they? Oh, I do. See, what I do, I lay back. See, I learned some of them. My first term, I used to do stuff pretty quick. Now I do slowly. And I don't have to do it. I let people do it for themselves. How many of you have been to see you in the hospital and I ain't showed up? There's some in this room that needed money to get by on to Friday, and I didn't have money in my pocket, but I'd give it to you. Didn't want it back. How many times have you come today and wanted to go on vacation somewhere? How many in here has needed comp time money that I didn't have to give it to you to lay up, but you was hurting and affected my budget, and I stuck my neck out while I'm giving it to you? Now, Mark Hammond don't do nothing. He don't do nothing. All I'm going to tell you is the fight ain't begun. If y'all think I'm going to sit back and I'm scared of him, y'all are crazy. I've had bigger challenges than him. He can run his race, I'll run my race. And I want you to sit there and fight him. I'm going to say it again. Tell me one thing he's done for this county. One thing. Raise your hand. I'm not going to be mad at you. Give me something to tell. Think about it. But he wants to come in. He wants you taxpayers to pay his salary.